What prompted you to seek help with Curadip when you and I initially spoke?
Well, you know, it just was at a point that I'm never going to be debt-free and paying the minimum, and I feel like I got taken advantage of a bit with the way certain things went down, predatory lending and this and that, and it just seemed like the banks or creditors aren't going to help me dig out here, and I got a very high interest rate and all this stuff, and it wasn't right because there was a mistake with my mortgage before, and by mistake they lost my payments, so all of a sudden my credit took a 100-point dive, and one thing led to another. It just seemed like some bad choices on my end, and some bad events got to a point where there was no end in sight, and it's very depressing, to be honest, with that feeling. So I needed help, and I knew I couldn't do it by myself.
Correct. And how did you feel when you and I initially spoke back? Do you know it was in January, February 17th this year?
Oh, okay. Yep. Well, hey, I'll tell you, it was seemingly like, very depressing and very down and out at that time, but talking to you gave me some hope that something could be done for the better, and I believe in your service has been extremely professional, and you've been in touch by email, by phone, and all, and it's been a few months since I've talked to any of you, and I got enough credit notices and stuff from lawyers now, a few cases. The phone calls have really slowed down and stopped a lot. But much better is the way I feel now, and especially talking to you, it gave me hope that I can do the right thing to get out of debt rather than sinking faster and faster into oblivion. You know, I don't want to go bankrupt or anything extreme, so this was a very good solution for me.
Thank you,
good.
Mr. Livingston. Thank you. And would you recommend Curadip to your friends and family?
Absolutely. Absolutely.